A 2006 photo of the caldera is far from the pristine wilderness many imagine. It shows a traffic jam with hundreds of cars crawling over an old ranch road. The Vallis Caldera Trust, the organization that manages the preserve, opened the site for a day, inviting one and all to visit.
Yeah. So we're a little leery about swinging those gates wide open.
Marie Rodriguez is the director of natural resources for the preserve. At a sparsely attended community meeting in Los Alamos, she said the trust has since avoided another mass invitation to motorists, but it does want to improve people's access to a place many consider the jewel of northern New Mexico.
It may be one of the most special places on Earth.
Last year alone, 100,000 people recreated in the preserve, and Rodriguez understands just how vital it is to manage the impacts of those visitors. She lays out six options currently under consideration aimed at doing just that. They range from no action, which would actually decrease access, to constructing a visitor center to handle up to 120,000 folks a year who might be shuttled to minimize vehicle impacts. And then there's taking care of the basics, like answering nature's call. For Rodriguez, that means vault toilets. Yes, I said toilets because, well, let's just say right now, people are getting creative and it's not the best solution.
You need these things if you're going to open this place. And there are like 30 photos of quite inventive toilets in this one little corridor. This isn't a unique thing.
Yeah, so if you go to the missing cabin and you kind of look south.
Patty Steinholz is showing community members displays outlining the different options at the preserve. Several years ago, the Trust Board explored commercial ventures like a grandiose high-end lodge as part of its self-sufficiency mandate from Congress. But Steinholz, whose firm created the plan for the Trust, said those ideas didn't go over very well.
So this alternative is actually in response to that, where people wanted something small, you know, small footprint, low impact.
Some 64 people have chimed in online with passionate thoughts on the plan. There is even a suggestion that the Trust raise revenue by allowing a group of researchers to look for Sasquatch. However, few people showed up at recent community meetings. Vallis Caldera staff say people are less concerned about the process now that plans for hotels have been scrapped. But can the preserve become self-sufficient without those big money-making projects?
Definitely that's going to be always a challenge.
Dennis Trujillo is executive director of the Vallis Caldera Trust.
Using public land and trying to charge fees only balance out to a certain level of funding.
But he's optimistic the trust can recover most of its operating costs. As a nonprofit, it can do private fundraising and partner with other organizations to save money. There is only one other location in the entire country with the same self-sufficiency mandate, the Presidio, which sits on some of the most desirable real estate in the world, overlooking San Francisco Bay. Back here in the high desert, if the Vallis Caldera doesn't reach self-sufficiency by 2015, management of the site could revert to the U.S. Forest Service. Although a lot of critics prefer the National Park Service.
The National Forests work on a commodity basis. The National Park Service doesn't provide commodities. It provides recreation and preservation.
Tom Jervis is president of Caldera Action, a nonprofit advocacy group that favors the plan option of developing a visitor center while limiting access by private vehicles. But Jervis said that if the day were to come when the Park Service managed this gem, it would definitely take a more comprehensive approach.
Why should a visitor center be in one place rather than another if you don't know where the trails are leading from or to?
With a bill introduced by Senators Jeff Bingaman and Tom Udall that would transfer the caldera to the Park Service trapped in a deadlocked Congress, its future remains uncertain. Until that changes, the Vallis Caldera Trust will march on with the hope of proving that this New Mexico treasure can prove its worth by paying for itself. On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Megan Kamrick.